This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Okay, something else. How about that? Like how not to go stir crazy as winter settles in, the virus ramps up, and we spend more time inside. That is a business opportunity, depending on your business. Say, paint? Kyle Chaiko wrote about it for Art News. Kyle, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
So this might be the simplest opening question in an interview I have ever asked, but here goes. paint? Really?
Yeah. I think people are just so bored of staring at their walls that they have wanted to repaint them.
Tell me about this engineer you started this piece with, because that is just, it's just symptomatic of so much of what's going on.
Yeah, so Maris Manstadt, who is an environmental engineer in Massachusetts, found out or like discovered that she was really not using the dining room of her home very much during quarantine because no one could come over. And she and her husband started using it as an office. But the dining room was painted this kind of dramatic dark salmon color, and it was not helping when the sun went down and everything got even darker. So they decided to repaint it, and they decided on this kind of light bluish gray color. And that has helped so far. Like they've been a little more comfortable in their dining room slash office.
And is that the trend? I mean, people are going away from the dramatic that used to be fashionable, and now they just want soothing tones because everything?
Yeah, I think like all this outward anxiety in the world and like how scary everything is makes you want to have your home be as safe and comfortable and non-dramatic as possible. So rather than this like popular or fashionable pink, like just going to something totally neutral and inoffensive.
I imagine paint companies are making money hand over fist.
Yeah, it's a huge jump. Like, I think Farrow and Ball's revenue has gone up 20% just this year. And I talked to a Irish brand called Curator who said that some of their colors jumped up like 60% during the pandemic. So it's actually kind of a bright spot for them.
You know, it's funny. You named two paint companies that I've never heard of. And we're not talking Sherwin-Williams here, right? These are higher end paint companies.
Yeah, I think this is more kind of like they're already fashionable. They're kind of luxury paint brands.
Right. Let me get back to the actual colors that people are choosing. And I get not wanting drama and all of that, but why the blues and the greens, do you suppose?
Yeah, it's super fascinating. I mean, color is so psychological and emotional. I think it was kind of about bringing the outside world into your house a little bit more. So taking these organic colors that give you a sense of like the distance of the forest or the cloudy sky or something. So these soft greens and blues that give you a sense of like more space rather than the confinement of a darker color.
All right, here comes the deeply cynical question. Do you suppose once we can all not have to be in our houses all the time, people are going to go, oh my God, these greens and blues, this is terrible. Get me some salmon now.
Yeah, I mean, I think they'll suddenly find that they're bored. So right now we're just so overstimulated that this comes as a break from that. But as soon as we can actually experience things again, I think fashion will change.
Right. And of course, paint companies will say, sure, we can sell you more paint. That'd be fine.
Right. They can do whatever. They can switch it up as soon as possible.
Right. Kyle Chaiko writing in Art News about how we are coloring the spaces we live in. Kyle, thanks a lot. I really appreciate your time.
No problem. Thanks, Kai.